Page 29. Once the medical review is completed, DMV will decide whether to suspend your driving privilege, restrict your driving privilege, require you to submit periodic medical and/or vision reports, or end the medical review with no other requirements.
If DMV suspends your driving privilege as a result of medical review action, you will not be required to present legal presence proof documents to reinstate your driving privilege unless required to do so for another suspension, revocation, or your license expires.
Refer to the DMV publication, Medical Fitness for Safe Driving, MED-80, for more detailed information on the medical review program. Insurance Monitoring Program. DMV is responsible for making sure that all owners of vehicles with a valid registration comply with the Virginia laws on insurance requirements. When registering a motor vehicle, you must sign a statement on the registration application that you have liability insurance coverage for your motor vehicle or pay the $500 uninsured motor vehicle fee. DMV will suspend your driving privilege if you do not submit the requested insurance policy information to verify that you have liability insurance coverage, or there is a break in your insurance policy coverage and you do not return your license plates to DMV. Refer to www.dmvnow.com for more detailed information on insurance monitoring activities by DMV. Suspensions for failing to satisfy child support-related requirements. The Division of Child Support Enforcement will direct DMV to suspend your driving privilege if you are late making child support payments by 90 days or $5,000, or you fail to appear in court or comply with a subpoena, summons, or warrant related to paternity or child support hearings. Refer to the DMV website under Reinstatement for information on eligibility for restricted driving privileges and requirements to reinstate your driving privilege.
Alcohol and the law. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. If the police have probable cause to stop you and suspect that you have been drinking or using drugs, they will ask you to take a breath or blood test. Under implied consent laws, if you operate a motor vehicle on Virginia's public roads, you agree to take a test upon request. If you are involved in a motor vehicle crash and a law enforcement officer has probable cause, you can be arrested for DUI within 3 hours of the crash without a warrant and at any location.
Administrative license suspension. If you refuse a breath test or your BAC is .08 or higher while you are driving, and law enforcement charges you with driving while under the influence of alcohol drugs, your driving privilege will be automatically suspended for 7 days for a first offense, for 60 days or until you go to trial, whichever comes first, for a second offense, until the trial for a third DUI offense. If you are convicted of DUI, the court and DMV will impose a suspension, revocation, and other penalties in addition to the administrative license suspension. If you receive multiple DUI convictions, the suspension revocation periods will run consecutively.
Open alcohol containers in vehicles. You may be charged with drinking while operating a motor vehicle if you are stopped by law enforcement and you have an open container of alcohol in the passenger area and the contents have been partially removed, and show signs that you have been drinking. The passenger area means the area that seats the driver and passengers and any area within the driver's reach, including an unlocked glove compartment. Transporting children while under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs. Conviction of any DUI offense involving a juvenile passenger, age 17 or younger, in the vehicle at the time of the offense carries an additional mandatory 5-day jail term, plus all other fines and jail sentences. You may also be charged an additional fine of at least $500 and up to $1,000. A second DUI offense with a juvenile in the vehicle carries an additional 80-hour community service requirement, plus all other fines and jail sentences. Page 30. Vehicle impoundment. Your vehicle will be impounded immediately for 30 days if you are caught driving after your license has been suspended for an alcohol-related offense. The court can impound the vehicle for an additional 90 days if you are convicted. Also, your vehicle will be impounded by law enforcement if you operate a motor vehicle without a license after you have previously been convicted of driving without a license. The vehicle will remain impounded until you obtain a license or for 3 days, whichever is less. Restitution. Depending on the laws of the city or county in which you are driving, you may be responsible for paying the cost up to $1,000 for law enforcement, emergency medical services, firefighters, and rescue personnel who respond to a crash or incident resulting from your DUI violation. Alcohol-related violations and penalties involving persons under age 21. Purchasing and/or consuming alcohol. If you are under age 21, you cannot purchase, possess, or consume alcohol. If you are convicted of driving after illegally consuming alcohol, and your BAC was at least 0.02% and less than 0.08, the court penalty will include a suspension of your driving privilege for 1 year from the date of conviction and a minimum mandatory fine of $500 or the requirement that you complete at least 50 hours of community service. If you are convicted of driving after illegally consuming alcohol and your BAC was 0.08 or higher, you may face the same penalties as an adult. Providing alcoholic beverages. If you provide or sell alcoholic beverages to a person under age 21 or someone who is intoxicated or ordered by a court to refrain from drinking alcohol, you are subject to a fine up to $2,500, mandatory suspension of your driver's license for up to 1 year, and 12 months in jail. Misrepresentation of age. If you are under age 21 and you use or attempt to use a fake ID to establish a false age in an attempt to drink or purchase alcohol, you will be fined at least $500, be required to perform at least 50 hours of community service, face up to 12 months in jail, and face mandatory suspension of your driver's license for at least 6 months but not more than 1 year.